whatever shit they keep hidden in this dump. Sterling immediately swings his right fist out, connecting his fancy-ass brass knuckles to the side of one of the asshole's face, while Ace takes his hammer and places it across another guy's neck, pinning him against the wall and lifting him up it. That leaves the two other assholes coming at me. One of them must have some brains, because he drops to the ground and surrenders when he notices the gun over my shoulder. Now the other one? Yeah, he's stupid as shit. Maybe this will knock some sense into him. Reaching into my back pocket, I pull the bandana and swing it around, the padlock busting the idiot in the eye socket, blood spattering as his face splits open. This has the guy on the ground thinking I'm too preoccupied to see his ass get up and come toward me with a knife. That thought gets squashed the second I pull the shotgun from my shoulder and point it at his dick, stopping him 2 feet from me. Ah, think again, motherfucker. I growl with a tilt of my head. On your knees, and place your hands under them. I nod toward Ace. Unless you want my brother here to show you how good he is with that hammer. He may be pretty and shit, but he's the most twisted asshole you'll meet. He shakes his head.
No, I'm listening. See? Here.
His bloodshot eyes stay on me, watching my gun as he lowers to the ground and drops his knife, placing his hands under his knees.
See, there. Can you put that away now? No one needs to get shot, bro.
I turn to Sterling to see him leaning against the couch with a smirk, one of his arms wrapped around his guy's neck to keep him in place. These sick fuckers aren't going anywhere, little brother. Put that away. For now. All right. I guess I can do that. I smile and place the gun over my shoulder before shoving my padlock back into my pocket and kicking the dude in front of me down to the ground. That padlock really did a number on his face. Doesn't mean your ass gets to get back up. I bend down and get in his bloodied face. Those two girls you partied with last week, they didn't get an option of getting up when they wanted to. Why the hell should some sick fuck like you? With that, I kick him over to his back and dig my foot into his throat, causing him to grab at my boot and choke for air. He struggles for a few minutes before relaxing and giving up.
We won't do it again.
He manages to get out through coughs.
You crushed my throat, man. You're gonna kill my ass. We're sorry. What else do you want from us?
I smirk, placing my hand to my ear. Oh, what was that? I can't fucking hear you.
We're sorry. It won't happen again, please.
He struggles with pushing at my boot again, his face turning blue now as he fights to breathe.
Please, don't kill me. I'm fucking begging.
Dropping my shotgun, I remove my boot from his throat and replace it with my hand, dragging him over to the couch where I slam his head into the arm repeatedly. I don't stop until the brown fabric is covered in blood and his body goes limp. Do it again and I'll shoot you in the dick and then between the eyes. Got it? He nods his head. Right before I throw him face first down into the carpet, watching as he crawls away. Feeling the anger completely take over me, I light up a cigarette, grab my gun and walk outside, allowing my brothers to handle the other three assholes. Standing here in the dark, with my hands covered in his blood, I lean against the SUV and close my eyes, attempting to calm myself down. It's not until I hear feet pounding against the sidewalk that I open my eyes and look across the street to see a woman with long black hair jogging up to the house straight across from this one. Stopping in front of the door, she turns to face the street, her gaze landing on me. I stand back and watch, my heart pounding like fucking mad as she looks me over, stopping on my hands when she notices the blood. Most people in this town would run by now. They'd hide inside their houses, peeking out the damn windows to get a glimpse of us. But not this one.